Testing in the House Chamber, 86th Legislative Day.
Order, members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Watford. We'd ask our members, as well as our guests in the gallery or on the floor, to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Watford.
Let's pray. Most holy and glorious Lord God, the great architect of the universe, the creator of all good gifts and graces, we are honored to assemble here in this space and time, a chosen few representing many, seeking from you wisdom, understanding, and patience in our efforts at self-government. Help us in our interaction with one another to follow your familiar guidance provided by the psalmist in 1914. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 28th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves the journal for June 28th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House. The clerk will read.
Office of the Governor, June 28, 2021, the Honorable Tim Moore. Dear Speaker Moore, pursuant to NC General Statutes 96-15.3, I am pleased to nominate Eric A. Montgomery of Mecklenburg County to serve on the North Carolina Employee Security Board of Review with a term beginning on July 1, 2021, and hereby submit his name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for Mr. Montgomery's willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Please feel free to call my staff for additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Noted. Court may continue.
Office of the Governor, March 19th, 2021. The Honorable Phil Berger, the Honorable Tim Moore. Appointment of Director of the Division of Health Benefit, North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Dear Senator Berger and Representative Moore, consistent with NC General Statutes 143B-1216.85, this letter serves as a formal notice of the Governor's appointment for Mr. Dave Richards as Director of Division of Health Benefits, North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. I appreciate your swift confirmation for Mr. Richards' appointment via joint resolution. Your chamber is provided for the in the above referenced statute. With kind regards, I am very truly yours, Roy Cooper.
Noted. Chat rules be noted. Representative Hanning and Watford recognize and forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hanning and Watford, local government committee report. Senate Bill 74, Town of Chapel Hill, Charter Investment, favorable and referred to rules governing operations of the House.
Bills referred to rules.
Senate Bill 294, favorable, PWC, Small Business Enterprise, favorable, and referred to rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Bill is referred to rules. Representative Hanning, Watford, recognized in the 4th District Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hanning, Watford, Local Government Committee report. Senate Bill 150, City of Morganton, Charter Amendments, favorable, House Committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar of the House Committee substitutes, re-referred to rules. Representative Hall, recognized in the 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. Senate Bill 41, remove certain satellite annexation caps, favorable.
Calendar for today without objection.
Senate Bill 188, Board of Architects, Interior Designers, favorable.
Calendar for today without objection.
Senate Joint Resolution 726, confirm Dave Richards, Director of Health Benefits, favorable.
Counter for today without objection. Representative Davis, recognized in the 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 Committee report, Senate Bill 197, GSC Trust Estates Amendments, favor and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Bills refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Introduction of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Carney, Insko, Harrison, and Fisher, House Joint Resolution 971, Honor Melanie Wade Goodwin, former member.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 105, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make base budget appropriations for current operations of state agencies, departments, and institutions.
Bills refer to appropriations, if favorable, finance, if favorable, pensions and retirement, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Calendar. Senate Bill 41, the clerk will read.
Senator Alexander, Senate Bill 41, a bill to be entitled an act to remove the capital satellite annexation for the cities of Kings Mountain, Laurel, and Shelby, in the towns of Franklinville, Liberty, Ramsey, Stanley, and Vass. General Senator, North Carolina, next.
House will come to order. We're now in business. The gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 41 would exempt the following municipalities from the 10% area cap on voluntary satellite annexations: Kings Mountain, Lowell, Shelby, Franklinville, Liberty, Ramseur, Vass, and the best little town in North Carolina, Stanley, North Carolina. I stand for any questions, Mr. Speaker.
You're certainly in good company there. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of Senate Bill 41 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Stevens, aye. Representative Wheatley, would the lady like to vote on the bill? Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative and 3 in the negative. Senate Bill 41 passes second reading and remains on the calendar as it is a roll call bill. Senate Bill 188, clerk will read.
Senators Frolic, Galley, and Barnes, Senate Bill 188, a bill to be entitled an act to allow registration of interior designers to modify the North Carolina Board of Architecture. General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
The gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, Senate Bill 188 is a bill that's been worked on for over 5 years. It's a consensus agreement that has been worked out very carefully with the North Carolina Board of Architecture and registered interior designers. This creates a new board, the North Carolina Board of Architecture and Registered Interior Designers, and sets some limits and terms and fees for that new board. But the most important part about this bill is it expands the scope of interior designers from the ability to plan and design features of interior structures but they could never stamp and seal their own unique work. And what this bill does, again, with the consensus of the North Carolina Architecture Board and the interior designers themselves, it allows interior designers to stamp and seal their own documents within this very narrowly prescribed area of interior design. They cannot do anything that deals with structural loads, with load-bearing members, foundation work, things like that. It is strictly the things within the interior design scope. I'm excited to see this day come. We've been working on this for a long time. We've had a couple of false starts over the last 5 years. This bill started in the Senate. There's been no opposition in Senate committees, Senate floor. There's been no opposition in House committees. And I'll stand for questions and urge your support for the interior designers. One little fact I want to share with you is there currently are 1,659 interior design establishments in North Carolina. 1,659. 96% of those are solo practitioners or firms of four or fewer employees. 80% of those firms are women and minority owned. This is a good bill for small business. It's a good bill for business in general in North Carolina. I encourage your green vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 188 on a second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Representative Winslow, wish to vote. Clerk, light machine, record the vote. 105, having voted in the affirmative, 7 in the negative. Senate Bill 188 passed the second reading without objection. Be read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 188 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 188, having passed third reading, ordered returned to the Senate. Senate Joint Resolution 726. Corporal Reed.
Senator Rabin, Senate Joint Resolution 726, a joint resolution providing for the confirmation of Dave Richards as Director of the Division of Health Benefits, Department of Health and Human Services. The Senate resolved, the House concurring.
Chair is going to direct Senate Bill 188 be enrolled and sent to the Governor by special messenger. Gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, recognize debate, Senate Joint Resolution 726.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And colleagues, it's certainly a privilege and an honor for me to nominate Dave Richard as Director of the Division of Health Benefits. This division has been carved out to handle our new transformation program in Medicaid. We're just moving it over, but Mr. Richard will actually be leading that initiative. I have worked with Mr. Richard since my first year as a North Carolina representative, as well as a member of the Health Committee since 2013. When he was executive director of the ARC of North Carolina. Later that year, he was appointed director of mental health, developmental disabilities, and substance abuse. I began to work more closely with Mr. Richard following his appointment as deputy secretary for Medicaid in June 2015. In this position, he leads North Carolina's $15 billion Medicaid and North Carolina Healthy Choice Program for DHHS, which serves more than 2 million North Carolina citizens. There are so many qualities about Mr. Richard that I admire, but one of the ones that I admire the most, particularly in the environment we work in, is you can call him with a question, and we get lots of questions about the health programs, the Medicaid programs, very complicated program, and many people don't really understand. And sometimes I don't even understand it, so I have to call him, and I'm sure you've called him before. Even if he didn't know the answer, he will always get back with you with an answer. He does know his stuff. I couldn't ask for a better person to lead us through this transformation over this next year. This is a monumental effort. So I recommend Dave Richard as the director of the Division of Health Benefits without reservations, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes for him.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 726 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Clerk,
Clerk will light machine record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Joint Resolution 726 is passed at second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
Senate resolved, the House concurred.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 726 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Joint Resolution 726, having passed third reading, is ordered and rolled. Representative Davis recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 Committee Report. Senate Bill 198, GSC Good Funds Settlement, Commercial Receivership. Favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable reason of bill, and we refer it to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar of the House Committee Substitutes. We refer to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Davis recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 Committee Report, Senate Bill 196, GSC, Sales of Property Amendments, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Regional Bill, and we refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitutes, we refer to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House, stand at ease. Members, we're looking to add one other bill to the calendar momentarily. It's the appointments bill. Chair's going to check. See, we're going to check with the Senate, see where that is. House is going to stand, and we will do some notice of announcements. Representative Stevens. What purpose, gentleman from Hartford, Representative Hunter, rise.
Mr. Speaker, point of personal privilege.
Just a moment, sir. The House will come to order. The gentleman from Hartford has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
For my ministers here, I am not a preacher. I'm going to quote Genesis 1:28. When God placed Adam and Eve in the garden, he commanded them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over all of creation. Well, here we are again. On February 28th of this year, as you remember, I announced a granddaughter, healthy, Jade Hunter. Yesterday, at 5:03 a.m., my daughter, Mariah Hunter, her fiancé, Trayvon Combo, blessed me with a healthy, 7-pound, 3.7-ounce, 19-inch grandson, Kobe Anthony Combo. Madam Speaker, that's two grandkids in less than 4 months.
You took seriously the Lord's admonition to be fruitful and multiply, right? The gentleman from Pitt, Representative Farkas, is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I raise for a point of personal privilege.
You have the floor for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. James Earl Jones, character in Field of Dreams, stated that the one constant through all the years has been baseball. Words have never rung truer, especially when it comes to the national pastime in Pitt County, where I represent. Whether it's aspiring youngsters at the Greenville Little League or the Jackie Robinson Baseball League, all the way up to East Carolina University baseball, the game is ingrained in the fabric of our community. And that's why I am so proud today to bring attention to a new part of that local history out in our neck of the woods, celebrating that J.H. Rose High School, which sits in my district and I'm also a proud alumni of, won the North Carolina High School Athletic Association's 3A baseball state title series at Terry Sanford High School in Fayetteville this past weekend. This is Rose High School's first title since 2008 and its seventh in school history. All of these championships have been with Coach Ronald Vincent at the helm, dating back to his first in 1975. Coach Vincent is the winningest high school baseball coach in North Carolina history and continues to bring the best out of each and every one of his players through the 70s, through the 80s, the 90s, and the third decade of the 2000s. Danny Sadler was named the series MVP with Rose finishing the season 16-4. So I wanted to ask that the body please join me in congratulating the players, Coach Vincent, as well as his staff, which included Clay Medlin, Chuck Humphreys, Tommy Homard, and Marvin Jarman on this incredible accomplishment. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Iredell, Representative McNeely, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Sadly, my alma mater, NC State, got taken out of the College World Series, not by what happened on the field, but what happened off the field. And so I hope that you feel for these young men. They've worked long and hard through their career and their lives to get to that point, and to have it taken away they did is totally tragic. So I feel for them. But on a really, really tragic note, you will probably hear tonight, if you haven't already, my hometown, Statesville, made the news in the wrong way. We had three children that were in two different incidences, drive-by shootings, and one is dead, and two is wounded, one critical, one not so much, thank the Lord. But please pray for Statesville and for all of us and for the safety of our children. This appears to be some form of gang-related, and there's no tolerance for that in this world. So we have to do a better job to protect our children. Please pray for us.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
Rise for a point of personal privilege, Madam Chairwoman.
You have the floor for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. Members of the House, many of y'all who know me or follow me on Facebook know I have two wonderful grandchildren, both boys, both all boys, 1-7, 1-11. It was quite an extraordinary weekend. Number one, I also have nicknames for them. The young one, Weston, I call Wild Wild West, and that defines him perfectly. He took his first plunge off a 30-foot high board this weekend, just the thrill of his life, smiling all the way down, and went to go do it multiple times. But on top of that, his brother, his name is Kingston, who I used to call Hurricane, because that fit him, he has now changed. He officially is King Cobra, because his first time baseball all-star team, they won their district. In two games, first one 10-0, second one 18-2. They're an extremely strong team, and they will be playing just right down the street in Elizabethtown in a few weeks, when I hope I can attend. And if y'all can go down there too, I'll buy you a hot dog. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman.
For what purpose is the gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reese, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
You have the floor.
And I just want to take this moment to thank everybody. to thank you. I just want to thank everybody for the prayers, for reaching out, for the calls, the texts, and the support over the last couple of weeks, and for being there. So many of you took the time to come to be there with us for the wake and the funeral for my mother, and it meant a lot. It's been a long, hard road, but I really want you all to know how much I appreciate it. Seeing you, hearing from you, it is you don't know how much you need that support until the time comes. And so I just want you to all know that it meant a lot and that it was really appreciated. That was one good time. It was good to see Jamie. So good to see you, buddy. But really, thank you all. It meant a lot to my father. He commented on it, and it's just, I also appreciate my caucus bearing with me over the last couple of weeks. And I know we've got a lot of things going on, and the state didn't stop because I needed to take some time, but I appreciate everybody understanding that. And I also had a chance to reach out to the speaker. I'm sorry, not here right now. I appreciate him delaying session to give everybody an opportunity to be down there. So, again, thank you, and God bless you all for that.
And as chair, I'll take a moment of personal privilege and again thank all the members for your support of me during this time. And I guess I'm really moved by that because Representative Reeves, even with all he's going on, sent me a card. But I got cards and letters from many of you and flowers, and I appreciate you during my time of recuperation. For what purpose does the gentleman from Lenore, Representative Humphrey, arise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just want to remind everyone, Insurance Committee will meet tomorrow at 12 noon in 1228. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, arise?
For a point of personal privilege.
You have the floor for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to recognize Cuthbertson High School, who pulled off a rare feat this weekend, winning both the men's and the women's state championship in outdoor track and field. The women for the fifth consecutive time. So we'd like to recognize those athletes and congratulate them on their achievements. Thank you.
For purposes, the gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, arise.
For an announcement.
Yes, for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Committee on Transportation Appropriation will meet tomorrow at 9 a.m., room 1228. We will be discussing the portion of the Senate's proposed budget on transportation, discussion only.
For purposes, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, arise.
For an announcement, Madam Speaker.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you. All of y'all, you're welcome to come have breakfast with the appropriations tomorrow morning. If you don't want to go to transportation, you can come over to education. You'll hear about the university system tomorrow at 8:30. Look forward to seeing all your smiling faces there, and bring your copies of the budget. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, arise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The House Freedom Caucus will meet tomorrow twice, actually. At noon, we have a meeting with Catherine Truitt from DPI in 4:15, and after the close of session tomorrow, 20 minutes after, we'll meet at the NCGOP headquarters.
For what purpose does the gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House Judiciary 1 Committee will meet tomorrow at 12 o'clock, room 421. We'll be hearing Senate Bill 207, various raised age changes, / JJAC Reeves. And I would ask all committee members to please be there promptly so we can hear the bill. Thank you.
For what purpose the gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith, arise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Appropriations JPS will meet tomorrow at 9 o'clock and 4:15. We'll be going over the Senate budget also, just information only.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Republicans will caucus at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Please check your email for the location. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, rise?
Personal privilege.
You have the floor for personal privilege.
Yes, Madam Speaker. I thought I would take just a moment, and he did not ask me to do this, but I thought it would be appropriate in order. But the Speaker's grandmother passed away today, and so we just wanted to share our condolences to him and his loved ones and all of his family back home.
Committee report, the clerk will read.
Representative Riddell, Regulatory Reform Committee report. House Bill 792, Bobbers, Electrolysis, Boards, Merger, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and we refer it to Finance.
The original bill, the unfavorable calendar, committee substitutes, we refer to the Committee on Finance.
Members, what we're waiting on is the appointments bill for the boards of trustees. That bill was passed, I believe, unanimously in the Senate. There was an amendment. We had not included the appointment to UNC Greensboro. That was added, and so that is being enrolled. That's the time delay. That needed to be done today, if at all possible, for enrollment, because those members' terms expire at the end of this month. So the chair would ask the members' indulgence on that as we get that bill to add that. That's what we're waiting on. That's what we walked over to the Senate for a few minutes ago to check on that. For what purpose, lady from Guilford? Representative Harrison Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did not catch the number of that bill, the bill number.
Senate Bill 728. Representative Reeves, the gentleman approach, please.
House will come back to order. Members, the chair is going to make a modification to the calendar. House Bill 453, which was an act to protect against discrimination of human life. This was a bill that was vetoed by the governor. That bill will be countered for July 21st. Members, the chair is in possession of the bill from the Senate. It's being uploaded momentarily. Message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 728, First Edition. A bill to be entitled an act to make appointments to the Board of Trustees for the Constituent Institution of the University of North Carolina upon the recommendation of the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives with unengrossed amendment number one.
Calendar for immediate consideration. Senate Bill 728, Clerk will read.
Senator Rabin, Senate Bill 728, a bill to be entitled an act to make appointments to the Board of Trustees of constituent institutions of the University of North Carolina upon the recommendations of the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Clerk will also read the amendment.
Senator Rabin moves to amend the bill on page 2, line 1, by deleting pool and substituting pool 3.
The amendment's before the body. Any members wish to vote on the amendment? This is the amendment on UNC Greensboro. Any discussion, debate on that? Seeing none, the question for the House, the adoption of Amendment 1, the unengrossed amendment. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. We're now back on the resolution. The gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized to debate the resolution.
Members, this is just the appointments bill to the various UNC system schools. It is time sensitive because, as you can see, the terms begin July 1st of 2021. Appreciate your support.
For what purpose, gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask the gentleman from, I think he's from Caldwell. Is that right, Representative Hall? Serious question.
Last I checked, I yield.
It's just a little west of Orange County. He yields.
Thank you. Representative Hall, since you're running this bill, you may want to kick these questions upstairs, but can you tell us what measures were taken to ensure that these appointments represent the diversity of the people of North Carolina?
Thank you for the question. I can tell you that in the Speaker's office, there's a person who is specifically designated to spend a lot of time going through these appointments and helping the Speaker, making sure that a number of factors are considered in determining who should be on a Board of Trustees. And so I trust that that process happened here. I know of no controversy surrounding the members who are on this Senate joint resolution.
Ask another question, Mr. Speaker.
Gentlemen, you? He yields.
I yield.
So, Representative Hall, can you, with the addition of these appointments to the various boards around the state, do you have any statistics you can give us about diversity in terms of gender balance, racial balance, geographic balance, any other diversity characteristics you can give us for these boards?
Thank you again for the question. And, you know, what I would say is the gentleman is certainly welcome to reach out to the Speaker's office to try to get those numbers. I don't have them right now. And as the gentleman very well knows, this is the Speaker's appointments bill. Typically, the Rules Chair handles that. They're put forth because there's not a lot of controversy surrounding them. So if the gentleman knows of some more controversy, he can certainly let us know that. But it's the first I've heard of it.
Mr. Speaker, if I may speak to the bill.
Gentlemen, recognize debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate your nominations. I'm sure that you have great confidence in them, and I know some of them who are our former colleagues. I don't know all of them, and I don't know any specific controversy about any of them. I do rise, though, to remind us that the University of North Carolina system is the gem of the people of North Carolina, and that in my backyard and Representative Insko's district in Orange County, we have quite a bit of controversy going on about board actions, including board meeting today. And I think that it behooves this body, Speaker and the President Pro Tem, to ensure that our board is truly representative of all people in North Carolina in terms of gender, in terms of race, in terms of geographic representation, and in terms of ideological representation. If we truly want every child from the state of North Carolina to feel welcomed in our university system and to be fully educated in our university system, then we should endeavor to do our best every time we appoint a board to those universities to make sure that every family is represented and every person who goes there would feel that they were represented by board members. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do look forward to supporting the bill. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen, for comparison, Representative Pittman Rice,
speak to the bill.
Chairman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I understand the concern that was just expressed, and I don't know a lot of these people, but I would comment on just two of them. One's Bill Brawley, and we know about his record of faithful service to this state, and I think he'll do a fine job. The other is Robert M. Freeman, Section 2.16, already serving on the North Carolina School of Science and Math Board of Trustees, and doing an excellent job. And from all accounts that I hear, they are tickled to death to have him and glad that he's going to continue. And I can vouch for Robert Freeman. He is a black gentleman. He has been chairman of our county commission in Cabarrus County. And as I say, he's done an excellent job and will continue to do so on this Board of Trustees. I recommend him very highly. In fact, I, you know, recommended him for the original appointment. He is my friend and my brother in Christ, and he will continue to do an excellent job. So I think you can feel very comfortable voting for him. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise.
To speak to the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
I want to thank my colleague, Representative Greg Meyer, for mentioning diversity. It is absolutely the lifeblood of North Carolina. And I won't repeat his comments, but the question that I do have for the representative from Caldwell, if he would be willing to yield to a question, I'd like to ask the
gentleman yield.
I yield.
He yields.
Is there a process that would allow the members of this body to get biographical information about the members who are being appointed? Because we understand that it does go through the Speaker's office, and they work through a lot of different things to ensure that they give us the best possible recommendations. But I would love to make sure, because all of us have our own connections to UNC system schools, and those, some of our districts, some not, just some of our county, but I want to make sure that we get a chance to look over these people, ask as many questions as possible, and just be familiar with the people who are on top of our board. So if you could answer that question, I would love to see if we could find out more ways to be more transparent with this.
Actually, the chair will take that question. Julie Wassell on our staff is the one that compiles the list. What I can tell you, Representative Hawkins, a lot of the names come from a lot of the constituent universities. In fact, Representative Reeves and I were in a conversation about one of these appointments that addressed what was going to be an issue, I think, with the diversity at one of the schools that this solves as well. But there are a number of folks here of differing races and ethnicities, sexes, and location around the state. Often the constituent campuses will make a recommendation and we will choose from that list. Sometimes we do not choose from that list. More often than not, we do. But I think what you will find if you look at these individuals here, you will find that these are folks who have
given a lot to this state, who generally love these universities, these campuses, and who are striving to serve the best way they know. Some of these are reappointments. Some of them are new appointments where folks had termed out. If you want some biographical information, Julie LaSalle, my office would be glad to share anything you'd like with that.
No, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I really appreciate that because I'm lucky enough to know quite a few people that are on this list for appointment and reappointment. But I think for the body, and especially for those that are new to this process, I think it's important that they know who we're sitting on our Board of Trustees of Education. Thank you.
Yes, sir. For what purpose, Leif Marange? Representative Insko, rise.
To speak on the bill.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And ladies and gentlemen of the House, I appreciate Representative Meyer and Representative Hawkins' comments about the importance of diversity and the importance of our knowing something about the people that are being appointed. This is our responsibility to appoint these trustees, and we want to make sure that we're getting the best people in the state. And I think I'm confident that this is a good list. I'm going to vote for the bill. I want to just say that we did used to appoint some part of these processes with the Board of Trustees and the Board of Governors came through, and some of us will remember having members here talking with them. I helped one of the Board of Governors people get appointed and took her around and introduced her, and she got to know people, the members, really well. So there was an opportunity for us to actually know some of these members more personally than we do now. I also wanted to say that my husband and I moved here in 1965. I was only 10, but we didn't know the South. I hadn't been to the South. And one of the things that so impressed me about the university was that the founding of it, the intentional founding of this university, so that the children of the South could go to a superb school that would compete with Harvard. That's one of the things that made us love North Carolina and the university. And that was a gift that they were going to give to their children and to their community. Those were going to be the leaders of tomorrow, and that's been true by and large. And it's been bipartisan. And that's really important, that we keep this apolitical. This has nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats. This has to do with making sure our children are ready to lead the world. And we've got a lot of challenges coming up. And I just hope that we'll all take that to heart. Thank you very much.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Wake? Representative Jones, rise.
To ask a couple questions about the bill.
Sure.
I was wondering, just for informational purposes, how many people on the... I'll just ask all my questions, and I guess I direct it to the speaker, I guess.
I'll take them. That'd be fine. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, sir. How many people are on the Board of Trustees, and for how long do they serve? Those are the two questions I have.
Each Board of Trustees has 12 members. There's also a 13th member. It's a student body president of each campus. And of those, four seats, eight are appointed by the Board of Governors, two appointed by the President pro tem, and two by the Speaker.
Okay. And my other question is, if a member had a suggestion or two to give to the Speaker, how would he or she accomplish that?
I should always call Abe Jones. just what we do is Ms. LaSalle on the floor. Julie LaSalle over here is in charge of boards and commissions. And this is the same for anything. And so this is probably more to a lot of the new members. This is just the first round of appointments. You'll see a much larger appointments bill that'll come before the session this year. Both I and Senator Berger have a large number of appointments to various boards and commissions, for example, like the Courts Commission, for example. If you or any members have folks that you would like to be considered, get those to me. But Ms. LaSalle right there is the point of contact. Her office is right out here in what we call the fishbowl, with the windows out there, and she's the one that takes those. And what happens when someone nominates is we get the information. We then run, they go through a process with central staff to make sure they ethically qualify, that they don't have conflicts. They run, do a background check on that, and then it reports back to us.
And then, of course, we'll sometimes get calls or letters or whatever in support of folks. And so that's how it works. So I would encourage any members, take a look at the various appointments that we have. If you have folks who want to serve, please get us those names, because we're always looking for, you know, good folks who want to give back to their state and serve.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir. Thank you. For what purpose, the lady from Forsyth? Representative Baker, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to speak to a point of personal privilege.
The lady has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I'm looking at the number of women that are on this appointment, and I would just respectfully say...
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
For what purpose? The gentleman may state his point of order.
The lady's actually trying to debate the bill, and that's not the intent of a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, I think what it would be, Representative Baker, it would be a matter of debating the resolution. The lady's certainly welcome to speak to that. If the lady wants to debate the bill, that needs to be the way it's couched.
Well, I wasn't going to debate the bill. I was just wondering how, I heard what you said in terms of how people are added to the bill. And I was just wondering, how do you get the pool of candidates? Because there were only a few names of women on the bill.
So there are a lot of names that are considered, but bear in mind, all that the lady is seeing right now are the folks whose terms are up right now.
Gotcha.
So out of those 12 members,
yes, sir,
you're only seeing one name from the House and one name from the Senate. So there's 10 names that you aren't seeing. So what I would submit is, if you go back and look at some of those, you may have some of your concerns laid there.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Any further discussion or debate on the bill? If not, question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 728 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Robertson, wish to vote. Clerk of Light Machine, record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 728 passed the second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
Your Senator North Clinton next.
Question for the House passes the Senate Bill 728 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 728, having passed third reading, is ordered and rolled. Members, that concludes our business for the day. There will be votes tomorrow. The chair does not anticipate that there will be a large number of bills, but there will be a few bills tomorrow. And then there will not be any recorded votes Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday or any day the next week. So unless Representative Martin wants to object, I see his light on there. And I didn't think so. So there will be votes tomorrow. But there won't be any further votes this week. We'll go into our skeletal mode at that point. I will not be here the remainder of the week. Appreciate the comments, Representative Hastings. Appreciate the members. But I know everything will continue just fine. So with that, notices and announcements. What purpose of the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
I rise to parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman may say his inquiry.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Actually, before that, I would make my usual motion, when you give us good news like that, to hug the Speaker. But when we're done with that motion, which is probably out of order, a parliamentary inquiry. Mr. Speaker, earlier in the session today, we moved consideration of the governor's veto of House Bill 453 from the calendar tomorrow to the calendar of July 21st. And I just wanted to confirm that that means that the bill will not be on any of the interim calendars between now and July 21st.
I can tell you it won't be this week. It won't be next week. If there was an occasion where it needed to be moved forward that I don't anticipate, you'd be get 2 days notice before it ever happened.
Thank you, Mr.
So, but it is the intent of the chair at this point that it not be taken up prior to the 21st of July. But if for some reason there's a desire to want to do so, the ballot, that body will get 2 days notice in advance of that. Right, and I think part of the question, and the effect of that was to take it off of the printed calendar for tomorrow, so it won't show up. Absent any changes, it won't reappear until the 21st of July. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion. And members, if you would, this is a
This will be a motion to adjourn in honor and memory of a family member. So, gentlemen's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 30th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, and in memory of Ruth Battle Reeves, mother of Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Reeves, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 30th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1, and in memory of Ruth Battle Reeves, mother of Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, June 29th, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 126, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to abolish obsolete boards and commissions that are no longer functional and to make other changes to boards and commissions. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That message is noted. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, June 29th, 2022. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 450, House Committee Substitute 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to study the installation of carbon monoxide alarm and detection systems in existing public school buildings to authorize additional nationally standardized tests to satisfy ninth grade private school testing requirements, and to provide municipal water and sewer services to charter schools. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That message is noted. And Representative McElraft and Yarborough are recognized to send forth an Environment Committee report. The clerk is now reading. House Bill 916, Wastewater Advanced Treatment Units. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 916 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Representative Davis is recognized to send forth Judiciary 1 Committee report, Senate Bill 693, Expedite Child Safety and Permanency, favorable House Committee sub, unfavorable Senate Committee sub, and re-referred Senate Committee sub, placed on the unfavorable calendar, House Committee sub for Senate Bill 693, referred to the Committee on Health. Representative Riddell is recognized to send forth the Regulatory Reform Committee report, House Bill 434, Reflexology Regulation Act, favorable Committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. The SEER referral to rules is stricken, and the committee substitute is referred to the Committee on Health, and with a SEER referral to rules added. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 693, Expedite Child Safety and Permanency, bills withdrawn from Health, recommitted to rules. On motion to the chair, Senate Bill 693, short title, Expedite Child Safety Permanency, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Health, SEER referral to rules added.